Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
During the last commercial break, I was afraid for my safety, Tiki, because believe it or not, for anyone who's like, oh, that's not
who
real.
Who did you upset on the other side?
I didn't upset anybody, but Sean Morash is genuinely pissed off at me and everyone else.
What's
about
wrong?
The King of New York stuff.
Can we just have a nice... I just wanted a nice Friday. You know, this is not the day for this, but it is apparently the day for this because you pushed and pushed and pushed. I can't believe some of the stuff I saw last night laid on social media that's now crept up, and this garbage King of the New York stuff has caused it. There were Knicks fans out there, and you know who you are, you know, quite a few of you, that said, and I'm not kidding, mock-up statues can't wait for the statue to be built outside Madison Square Garden. When you all can go walk around Madison Square Garden today, there's not a statue for Mark Messier. There's not a statue for Clyde Frazier. There's not a statue for Willis Reed. There's not even a statue of Jeff Van Gundy holding onto Alonzo Mourning's leg. And you want to put a statue out there because for the first time in your pathetic fan existence, you've witnessed a star player come here and get out of the first round 2 years in a row? I mean, can we get a freaking grip now?
Three years.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Whoa. What an amazing bar to set.
Congrats. So because, you get your video of the day here that'll get 1,000 likes.
Right. Just shut up, dude.
No one wants to hear from
you.
No one wants to hear from you. Sit a play out and go root for your stupid net team.
Yesterday.
Your Aaron Judge has never won. Shut up. Your hockey team
Jalen
stinks. And nobody cares about what you have
Jalen
to say
Brunson
right
won?
Now.
What
your
Jalen
football
Brunson
team
won?
Stinks. And everything that comes out of
you
your mouth comes out of your ass. So shut up. Shut up.
Wow.
With your Tommy. Playbook that you want digital clip something so you could get clout.
Tiny? Yes.
You answer to me,
Tommy.
Bro.
No.
So shut up.
In fact,
I don't need to sit here and listen to this crap.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? Tommy can storm out all he wants, and this is exactly what he did yesterday. Yesterday, he treated this WFAN newsroom like the whiny biatch he is because he had no confidence in his pathetic franchise to get over the hump. So they go to Little Caesars Arena and beat the cute little Pistons in a game six where they have to cling on for dear life, and they want statues built for the guy when he couldn't even get a shot off a minute earlier. I honestly, the King of New York stuff, call up the mayor right now if he's all right and could get reached and figure this out.
Oh, he's worked a deal. He's good.
Well, guy, Aaron Judge is hitting 427 on the New York freaking Yankees.
First of all, go out and apologize to Tommy.
I'm not going out apologizing.
He stormed out. He's very upset with you.
I'm not apologizing.
So I think you two should.
You're going to have to in the next 15 minutes. Yeah. Otherwise,
you know what?
We can't fire the break.
I'll attempt it.
I think you two should make up. Let me end by saying this. I have a dear friend of mine, okay, who texts me all the time, usually pissed off at things I say on the radio, who is a Knicks fan and a Yankees fan.
Okay.
Die hard of both.
To both.
Okay. You want me to give you his name, or is that not important?
It doesn't matter.
I will call him Whiny Bastard, because he whines to me a lot.
Nice.
And he told me, listen, diehard Yankee fan, diehard Knick fan, it is clear that it is Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
So, listen.
Based on what, though?
Based on elevating his team.
No, no. Yeah. It's
based on elevating his team,
It's based
Sean.
On we've seen so many legendary Yankees that have won World Series, so Aaron Judge fights those ghosts. Jalen Brunson doesn't fight those ghosts.
Okay, so that context matters, though.
Yeah.
You can't discount it, because you're just judged on something very different than, meaning Jalen Brunson is judged on something very different than Aaron Judge is judged on.
Yeah.
For Aaron Judge to be an elite Yankee, he's got to keep doing what he's doing, maybe win some more MVPs, but most importantly, because there are 27 that preceded him, he has to win a championship. He has to, right? The Knicks aren't battling that same bar. Right, they're high jumping at a much lower level, and so when you see Jalen Brunson do magical things almost every postseason, it lifts you. It makes you feel like, oh, man, we have a chance.
Yeah,
and so for Yankee fans, They've been in the postseason too many times with Aaron Judge feeling like, oh, well, we have no shot. And last year was an exception, but it wasn't because of Aaron Judge. It was because of Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton.
No, you're right, Teague.
That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, is Aaron Judge inferior to Jalen Brunson? Hell no. Aaron Judge is an MVP. Huh. He is the dude. But how he makes his fans feel is very different than how Jalen Brunson makes his fans feel.
I think a way to...
Especially in the postseason.
First of all, I completely agree with you. I think you nailed that, especially what a team has accomplished. Like, I'm a Met fan.
Mm-hmm.
Our bar's a lot lower than the Yankees. It just is what it is.
Right.
But I give you a Yankee example to get this through your noggin. Derek Jeter and A-Rod. And while A-Rod has a banner here, the reason Yankee fans didn't accept A-Rod for a long time was postseason failures. And the reason Derek Jeter was a god in this town was elevation in the postseason. That's the difference.
All right, so
that's exactly what's going on. Jalen Brunson has elevated this team for three straight years to a place they hadn't been in 2.5 decades. That matters.
Dude, I completely agree with everything you said, but here's the thing. We're not having a who's the king of New York, Aaron Judge, Derek Jeter debate. I'm only comparing Aaron Judge in a vacuum with Jalen Brunson. If you want to keep throwing the postseason at me, the guy can't get out of the second round in a sport where, by the way, it's easier to get out of the second round with big superstar play.
Let's get to what matters. Paul Rosenberg has done a great job stepping in since Tommy walked out on Sean. Do you think, as an independent FAN observer, that Sean should go out and apologize to Tommy so they can make peace with each other?
No, I don't.
No. No, you don't.
Well, I don't.
Just leave it in limbo.
Okay.
I guess.
All right. Whatever you say. Let's go to Danny in Summit. How are you, Danny? Hello, Danny.
Hi. Here.
Hey, Danny.
Hi, guys. I'm a big geeky. I'm a big Giants fan, so I really enjoyed seeing you play.
I appreciate you.
So I had a very Evan-filled evening last night with my husband. Well, leading up to the game, he was like, do you want to pull an Evan and emotionally hedge? And I said, absolutely not. I'm not going to bet against my team. I don't want there to be anything out there that makes me in any way not ecstatic when they win. I couldn't do that. So that was the first thing. And then the other thing was, I realized something about myself.
Yes.
So, Evan, I kind of always thought you were a little bit of a dork for not being able to enjoy, like, big sporting moments.
Yeah.
If you're too nervous.
Yeah.
I realized last night, I'm just like you, I did not enjoy 1 second of the game last night.
How could you?
Not 1 second.
How could you? I totally get it. And I'm so glad, Danny, when you said that you had an Evan-filled night, that it didn't involve urinating in a Red Solo cup.
I swear that's what I thought somebody was going to say.
Uh-oh. What?
We have sound here breaking news out of the Yankees.
Uh-oh. Okay? Is this injury related?
Yes, it is injury
related. Jazz
related? Well, get your jazz hands up.
Oh, God.
Paulie having the pot up with Hulk. Okay, here we go.
Well, when you say a while for Jazz, does this mean like more of a 4 to 6 week?
Yeah, that's kind of the number is 4 to 6 weeks. You know, that being said, Jazz has been, his history is he is a quick healer, so we'll see. But that's kind of the easy diagnosis.
Wow.
What did they say what it was?
It is a oblique, just a right oblique.
Yeah, injury. Dude, oblique.
High-grade oblique strain.
High-grade?
High-grade oblique strain.
Dude, when you get a high-grade oblique, you're missing a month.
Which is amazing that he stayed in the game and swung a bat and got a triple.
Well, there's so many crazy things about this, led off by that. The fact that he stayed in the game, swung not as hard, as you pointed out,
right,
and Joe Girardi pointed out, rips a triple, goes from home to third, gets up...
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
But it's like, yeah, damn, I'm sore.
Right.
And then comes out of the game. There's a part of me that says that's badass, but then there's another part of me.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz Chisholm, if you guys don't remember this at bat, the Yankee broadcast, not to crap on Yes, they do mostly a wonderful job. They were so enamored by all the home runs that were hit.
Right.
They kept showing replays.
They kept showing Cody Bellinger's.
Yes, because right? He hit the fourth of the home right. runs. On the first pitch of that at bat, Jazz took a swing and he was clearly in pain.
Right. It was a massive uppercut swing. Massive swing. And then immediately you saw him like, oh, that did something there.
Yeah. And no one came out or did anything.
Right.
Then on the second pitch, that's when again he was in pain. He took that one.
Took it, yeah.
But he was clearly like grimacing. That's when Boone and the trainer come out. They check on him. Jazz is a tough guy. He even heard it after the game. He didn't expect to go on the IL. But they let Jazz stay in the game, and I start to think that that whole thing was a mistake.
Mm.
You don't go out after the first swing.
Right.
You let Jazz convince you, I'm going to stay in the game.
Right.
And it's possible that that swing, that triple that he ripped, could have done even more damage to him.
I mean, I doubt it. Just because of the reaction from the first swing, it was clearly bothering him. And so I'm sure there was some strain. Maybe it marginally got worse by him taking another cut and then running around the bases to third. But I don't think it was that damaging. You could tell from the first swing that this was something that was going to bother him for a while. Like those things, when you get acute pain and it makes you like touch it, that you know something's wrong.
Yeah. And it sucks. So Jazz obviously right. already on the IL. Yorbert Vivas got the call up, but now it sounds like it's going to be a month yeah. and a half.
And DJ LeMahieu back in the lineup at Somerset tonight.
See?
Mm.
So, look. Can I also just make one plea for Aaron Boone?
I thought it was going to be a plea towards Tommy to forgive you, because he still hasn't come back.
I really could not care less if I don't say a word to him until Monday.
I think you should apologize.
I'm not going to apologize to him. He needs to get over it.
You set him off.
I still don't understand why he's upset, but
I know why, but that's, you know, right. for off air.
I don't know why.
I know why. It's, you know, whatever.
But you know what? Can I tell you something before you continue on, Jazz? Even if his reasoning is stupid, you know what I've learned in life? Mm. Say you're sorry.
Nah.
He's mad about something, so at least say, you know what? You are my friend. I apologize, whatever it is. Let's make it right. So I would disagree with you, T, that even if you don't know the reason, I think you show a sign of good faith as a friend to say, hey, I'm sorry, bro. Dude, he was pissed. He's screaming and yelling. He ran out of the studio.
He could stay pissed. I do enough for him. I give him rides everywhere. I'm done with the moral high ground stuff.
So is this going to be like a long-term issue?
I don't know. It's up to him. I got no issue.
Should we be worried, Tiki?
I don't know. I mean, as long as Sean can work the board and our show doesn't get affected, I don't care.
Now that is totally by happenstance.
Man. Tiki's so heartless.
I'm cold-blooded, baby.
Cold-blooded. Just remember who quit the show today, not me.
Right.
It was him.
And this is his day, too.
Yeah.
It's right. a Nick day.
That's exactly why he was upset. Thinks I took away the Nick shine.
Okay.
I got CJH here to worry about when I get on a plane to go to Orlando tonight, so you guys will figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
Here's my plea for Aaron Boone.
Yes.
You have 4 to 6 weeks before Jazz comes out there. By the end of the 4 to 6 weeks... can I have Ben Rice fielding enough ground balls where maybe we give him a start at third base and Cabrera over at second? Something like that.
He's not wrong about that. I mean, Ben Rice has been so good offensively right now, and he can catch, but I don't think that's right. the long-term plan, especially with Austin Wells back there. First base and DH are his only options. Giancarlo is attempting to come back, so I agree with him. Like,
but
it may
Giancarlo's
not be pretty.
Not going to play the field.
Right, he's going to be DH, which leaves you Ben Rice doing what?
So who's going to – do we know the lineup for tonight? Who's starting in second?
We do.
Pablo Reyes getting the start again?
Probably.
I'll give it to you right now. It is Grisham's leading off again.
Yep.
Judge, Rice, Goldschmidt, Bellinger, Volpe, Wells, Cabrera. Vivas is playing second.
There you go.
Interesting. All right.
Because he came up a week ago or so, but he didn't.
For the doubleheader.
He didn't play, right? So he was just there for the doubleheader.
He came up, I think, when Trent Grisham was on the paternity
list. That's what it was, not a doubleheader.
So it was a temporary stay, at least here. There's going to be at-bats. And so Yorbit Vivas is in the lineup against Ryan Pepiot tonight. And you're right, we should see what he's got. But I also think with Ben Rice, can we at least see him try to learn third base or second base? I'm not saying it's going to be pretty, and I don't even think it's a long-term thing, because Ben Rice, if he continues to hit, and right now he's batting third and he's protecting Aaron Judge, so they're throwing him right in there, and he's performed at an incredible level. If he hits enough, he's going to be the first baseman next year.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
And what is any different, other than athleticism, than what they did blind in the middle of a pennant race, taking Jazz Chisholm's athletic ability and saying, go play third without ever playing third before, and he did it. I get it. Different athletic build. But give Ben Rice a chance a month behind the scenes before Stanton comes back to figure this out.
No, I agree with you. Let's go to JR in Somerville, who must be in a splendid mood today. How are you, JR?
What up, JR?
I'm loving it. What's going on, guys?
All's good.
Yeah, we're not going to touch on Carl Anthony Towns. We're going to let him be for the day.
Right.
Evan, did you take credit for inventing the Brunson burner nickname or something like that?
No.
Is that what I heard when I got in the car?
No.
I took credit for nothing. We were so earlier in the show, and I'm glad you bring this up. A little reset for anyone just tuning in. Hello, SNY.
Or they could just rewind on the Odyssey app.
You could do that. You go right to 3:30. We played Ian Eagle's call, and we played Mike Breen's call of the Jalen Brunson 3, the game-winning shot. And Ian Eagle screamed Brunson burner, to which we all said that was amazing, that was great, very creative. A caller brought up recently, hey, just for the record, Monica McNutt, who does a wonderful job covering the Knicks as well, analysis on the radio. She's also done TV. She said it first. So we're like, wow, did Ian rip off Monica, or is it great minds thinking alike? So I want to clarify, I am not involved in creating it. We were just talking about it in terms of Ian Eagle and Monica McNutt. Now go on, sir.
Because they use that in Philadelphia for Jalen Brunson at Villanova, to the point where he actually trademarked it about 4 years ago.
Get out of here. Really? Wow.
Go look at the trademark search or whatever, or you know, just go online and look at his basketball reference profile where Brunson Burner is his number one nickname or whatever. But it's on there. Okay, so
how about that?
You know.
All right, so Ian and Monica get no credit whatsoever.
They shouldn't get any credit.
Right.
I mean, geez. Thank you, JR. That's good info.
I got a second real quick regarding the King of New York. It's ridiculous until somebody's going down the Canyon of Heroes. You know, the whole thing about Judge is that when he does well, it only affects, you know, a small portion of the city. A lot of us can still make fun of him for dropping a fly ball that an eighth grader can, you know, basically catch.
Right.
Now, you know, I compare it to Bernard King and Dave Winfield. Bernard King in the city's revered, and they want to retire his number. He's only played it for 3 years. Meanwhile, Dave Winfield was winning, like, 5 gold gloves, 5 silver slugs, all this stuff during the 80s, and he's never brought up. So the bottom line is that the Knicks can transcend what goes on in the city. Because we have two baseball teams, it's almost impossible.
I see what you're doing here, JR. It's very insulting, but also pretty accurate. The Knicks do not have a lot of fans, I'd be the first to tell you. But here's where I would disagree with you. And there's no way for me to prove this. I think there are more Yankee fans in this town than Knicks fans. I do. Even though the Knicks are in a one-team town with the Nets only representing a very small percentage, I think that baseball runs so deep and there are more baseball fans. As much as we love and revere basketball in this town, and we do, I would actually venture to say there are more Yankee fans. Their TV ratings are consistently higher. I can't use attendance, obviously, because there's a capacity at Madison Square Garden. So TV ratings are clearly the number one thing to look at. You look at apparel, too, and just the vibe around this city. I don't know how to define that, Teak.
Right.
Maybe you can give me a better answer because you played on the football team that was the most popular.
Right, but it's hard to think about the Knicks fan versus the Yankee fan and which fan base has a bigger group, because baseball's been around for so long.
That's a part of it.
It's like multi-generational, whereas the NBA has been around for as well, but not nearly as long as baseball. So you're probably right, but I think the Knicks fan is because there wasn't competition for another basketball team for so long. And even when the Nets were around, they were in Jersey. So
I get it. We're small pieces of the pie.
It was a different piece of the puzzle.
I would venture to tell you the baseball split in this town, and it can vary, especially in the mid-80s when the Mets were winning and the Yankees were not winning nearly as much. But I would say in general, and this is my kind of educated guess on the matter, and of course, I'm the little guy in both accounts, so you would think I'm being fair here. I would say it's about 65-35 Yankees. I think that is the split. About 60-40, maybe a little higher than 60-40, with that number varying on how the Mets are doing. I think the Nick Nets split is about 92-8.
I think you're probably right.
And by the way, I think there's a lot of people listening who aren't even going to give me credit for the 8% that actually supports the Nets.
Right.
But I do think there's an 8% number.
Yeah.
It's not high. It's embarrassingly low. By the way, last night, I had another nightmare about the lottery. I can't get this freaking night out of my mind.
Who did you have taking Cooper or getting the number one pick?
Didn't get to that.
They took
the lottery balls from me again.
The Nets still in the league?
Second time I had this dream. They literally announced, we're taking balls away from the Nets.
Right, because they're giving them to the 76ers. My prediction to win the lottery.
Wow.
By the way, the Jalen Brunson nicknames on Basketball Reference, which JR referenced, are interesting. JB, which obviously are obvious. Brunson Burner is number two.
Yeah.
Bruns him. Which I guess I get.
That's a new age thing because of him. Is he him?
If he's
him.
Is him.
Yeah.
Big body. The king of New York.
Hey, listen, it happens. What can I tell you?
That's the courtesy of us. And Captain Clutch.
Captain Clutch. I think CP created that one too, by the way. Mm. Captain Clutch. We'll talk to CP in about an hour.
Derek Jeter created that one.
Captain Clutch. No, that was CP for Jalen Brunson.
Okay.
No, for Jalen Brunson.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. For Jeter, it was obviously.
My point is now we're taking King of New York from Judge and Captain Clutch from Jeter. I mean, how much more is Brunson supposed to milk from the Yankees here?
Listen, Derek Jeter hasn't picked up a bat or a baseball in a decade. He could sit this one out. All right? We're talking about relevant things right now.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, there is one Captain Clutch in this town, and his name is Jalen Brunson.
Derek Jeter's a god in this town, and you should treat him as such.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he's not the story right now. We're not talking about Derek Jeter. All right? When we talk about the old days, we could talk about Derek Jeter. We're talking about this moment. We'll get back to your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. Damn it, it just hit me. It just hit me.
What?
They just announced Jazz Chisholm's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yep, what's tonight?
You know what tonight is?
No.
Jazz Chisholm basketball jersey at Yankee Stadium.
Get out. That sucks.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yep.
Right. Unbelievable. We'll get to that. Plus, I promise when we return, is Malik Nabers incredibly selfish? We will listen to him speak, and I can't wait to hear what Tiki has to say. We promise we'll get to it in the next 5 minutes. A lot of Knicks on this very busy Friday. They have advanced to the Eastern Conference semifinals. And on Monday night, up in Boston, the series will begin against a team that I think now, 2.5 hours into the show, we can at least say the name of. We referred to it as a curse word, the C word, earlier. And that is the Celtics. The New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics will engage in a second-round best-of-seven series. The first time they're meeting in the postseason since the Knicks beat them in six and basically ended the Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett era and then essentially ruined the Brooklyn Nets' future. So it's all connected. And that set up this team. So it did.
Right.
So the Knicks beating the Celtics 13 years ago, 12 years ago, essentially created the Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown dynasty. It kind of blows your mind when you think of life is a full circle. Before we get back to the Knicks and we get to the baseball, Mets are in St. Louis tonight. The Yankees, without Jazz Chisholm now for 4 to 6 weeks, take on the Tampa Bay Rays. Malik Nabers was on the Carmelo Anthony podcast. And I listened to a little bit of it, but there was one exchange that kind of jumped out at me. And I wanted to play it for you as a former NFL player and tell me if you think this is selfish of Malik, or if this is concerning of Malik, or it's normal stuff. It's Malik Nabers talking about getting his and getting his stats. Take a listen.
When you tell a receiver he's going to get about 7 catches a game, we calculate that in our head. That's about 100 yards. I need that for my 1,000 yards. I need that to be in the Pro Bowl. I need that to get in the bracket to where I can get paid. So you tell him that.
Bonuses and everything in the country. Right. Talk about that because that's something that people don't
then
know.
Then you got 3, sometimes 4 out there on the field. You might have 4 receivers out there on the field. Like, everybody expecting to probably get a ball. Plus, now on top of that, if you don't got 4 receivers, you got a tight end, he's still running a route. You might get a running back, he run out. So it's 5 people out there running a route now. And you told me I was going to get the ball, I'm getting open, and I'm not getting that pill, we got a problem.
Mm-hmm. You find that funny? Only because of the last line.
About the pill?
No. Just having a problem.
Well,
like, what does that mean?
It means
we got a problem.
Means you're gonna be upset.
You're gonna be upset about it.
Yeah.
Like, I think part of this is because this is directed from Dabes. I mean, Dabes basically says this.
You're saying Dabes says this to Malik Nabers?
To the his quarterbacks. If it's cover one or at least a cover one look, that is no safety over top, and it's Malik Nabers on somebody, throw it to him, right? And so on average, that's going to happen, I don't know, 15 times a game out of 60-something plays, 65 plays. You plan on catching a lot of those.
Mm.
So getting seven catches shouldn't be that hard, especially when you're going to be targeted, at least thought about being targeted at least 15 times. So, yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with it other than we'll have a problem if this doesn't happen.
Well, because you're basically
saying I'm going to be mad and we're going to have an issue if this doesn't occur.
What if you're winning, though? You're still going to have an issue? Because I think that's where the Giant fan would have a problem.
Right.
Because, like we talked about with Soto and the Mets, hey, mm-hmm. as long as the Mets are winning, I don't care if Juan Soto's 0-for-5 every day.
Right.
Giant fans are Giant fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I know you guys love Malik Nabers, but you'd rather the Giants win than Malik Nabers put up crazy stats.
Right.
So we have a problem becomes a problem if you have a problem while the Giants are winning, but you're not getting the pill enough. That was his term. I like that. Makes me sound cool if I say that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You got to give me the pill more, bro.
I don't even know what that means.
You guys have a problem with that?
Like you said, if they start winning games and they're running 200 yards a game with Tracy and Scataboo and he's upset that they're winning and not passing, sure. But spoiler alert, you were picked 5th overall. You're the most talented wide receiver, basically on paper, the Giants have ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And you want the ball? I'm sorry. Tell me that I'm wrong when thinking that's a good thing. You want the ball.
Of course you do. But again, I also think it's what he's been told.
Of course.
Like, this is what this team always said. This coach is saying, get him the ball.
Right. They picked him 5th overall because they want to get him the ball.
Right.
I'm happy. Or 6th overall.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, I have no issue with him saying it, but
are you doing here? I thought you left.
I left. I'm
back.
Are you back?
Are you good with Sean?
Hey, Tommy's back.
It just hit me as he started talking. I'm like, wait a second. He slipped back in.
I'm here.
Are we all good?
I would say, much like Mike and the Mad Dog, Sean and I, top-level content, but maybe we don't talk during breaks.
Really?
Maybe we just do a great show and don't hang out.
Let me ask you a serious question. And then I do want to hear your opinion on Malik Nabers. If I brought that topic up again, because what they were arguing about, if you're just tuning in, and Tommy walked out, basically just called him all these names and left.
Right.
It was about the whole King of New York thing. If I bring that up again, is it going to light like a Brunson burner, or are we going to be okay? Because I don't really care. I'm going to bring it up again.
No, we'll argue out on the air, but as far as like a couple of the cronies out there were telling me, he doesn't want to apologize, whatever. Like I said, Mike and the Mad Dog, we let it rip on the air, off air, not friends. We don't talk.
I also want you to realize something. The only guy who came out and defended you was me. I said Sean should apologize. I asked Tiki's opinion, and Tiki's answer, and it was so funny, was like, I don't really care as long as the show's going well. Yeah. He doesn't have to come back.
He wants a lampshade and a toothpick back here, so, basically, from what I heard.
Just remember, Tommy,
mm-hmm.
as much as I bother you, just remember who was a foxhole guy with you. Just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Before you answer, can I just ask him one question?
I'm afraid, but go ahead.
Tommy, can you tell me what Jalen Brunson and Malik Nabers have in common?
Just got to your stupid joke.
They've both never gotten out of the second round in New York.
All right, anyhow, are you annoyed by Nabers saying
No, I'm not annoyed by it, but we talk about identity with the Giants, and I think they're building an identity, which is smash mouth. I think their quarterback's going to run a lot. I think Cam Scataboo, I think Tyrone Tracy, they're going to want to run the rock, and I think much like A.J. Brown has done in Philadelphia, though it's been up and down, Malik is going to have to learn to swallow his pride a little bit. He's not going to get the football. I don't see this offense being an offense that throws it a ton. I think they're actually modeling what the Eagles do. So like Smith, like Brown, Nabers is going to have to live with the fact he might not get a ton of touches, and just it's for the betterment of the team.
It is May 2nd, 4:35 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term prediction by me, Evan Roberts. There will be a major Malik Nabers controversy during the NFL season concerning touches, targets that will split the Giant fan base. There will be arguments amongst each other. I'm not sure what side you guys are going to be on. I have no idea. I don't even know what side I'm going to be on. But there will be some kind of Malik Nabers, I'm not getting mine controversy during the 2025 NFL season.
I hope not.
I don't. I actually don't. I'm not rooting for it either, by the way, Teak. I know you think I am, but I'm not. Actually, it's good content. I am.
I don't disagree with you because I've seen Ja'Marr Chase have this happen. Stephon Diggs had happened. Like, I just think that's in the heat of the moment, the heat of a game, I could see him being upset. But I'll promise you this. I don't think he will ever explode with the Giants leading on the scoreboard for that controversy.
Mm. Well, that's where it would cause a problem.
Right.
Didn't that happen? I'm trying to think of the receiver with the Jets that I got pissed off at about a year and a half ago where he was complaining about targets after a Jet win.
Was it Elijah Moore?
It was Elijah Moore. That's exactly what it was. I was thinking of the two wide receivers of demand trades, Denzel Mims and Elijah Moore. But it was Elijah Moore. And my anger the next day was, bro, we won. Like, the one thing the sport fan doesn't want to hear, as much as you may want the rock in your hands or the pill in your hands, right, after a win, we don't want to hear that you're upset.
No, you don't want to hear because all that matters or should matter is winning. And, I mean, this was the whole Keyshawn Johnson thing.
Give me the damn ball. Okay.
Throw me the damn ball. But he went farther because he kind of disparaged the other guys. Wayne Corbett in particular. And so, you know what happened? He got traded.
Yep.
And ultimately went down to Tampa. So it can be disruptive if it gets personal with other players on the team.
What year is it right now? 2025?
2025.
Malik Nabers will not sign a second contract with the New York Giants. Let me write that one down. 2-4.
Disagree with that.
That's fine. 437.
I think he signs it before his fourth year.
So I'm going to lose this one quick, is what Tiki is saying.
Yes.
Let's go to Nick calling from the Bronx. How are you on this fine afternoon, Nick?
Very well. Very good. Very good. Hey, do me a favor, Evan. Sit on your hands and your trigger finger because I got a couple things I got to get. I got to call you out. I congratulate Tiki. And I got to stick up for Loogie.
No,
so
go
put
ahead.
The trigger finger down.
I'm actually sitting on my hands, right?
Yes,
Take a look.
He is sitting on your hands.
Perfect. All right. Since you're just talking about this, you got to go in the system and you got to get the what he said prior to that. He basically talked about he needs the football for himself to get yards, to make Pro Bowls, right, to get paid. It was all about him. So he went through your three Giant fans in there. Listen to that. They'll be pissed at him. Second, Evan, I went to the store today. When I walked in the store, I took my mother's shopping. What was there? Red Solo cups. I got to go to therapy. That's ridiculous. So now, Uncle Tiki, you got to do me a favor.
What's up?
You got to stay taking. You got to take Spence and Jet, and you got to get him away from him. Of course, when I go into the men's bathroom, I see paper towels. I can't see a little Jet packing his peckings. Tapping it there. So between Tapping and Red Solo, you got Uncle Tico has to step in.
Right.
Third,
I got
Evan,
you
should have an L. Because what you're doing to Loogie right now with these Knicks tickets and then using your wife with a fake phone call that she supposedly calls you up during the show, there's no way your wife is calling you during the show because your phone is on the table. We would have seen it going. That was pre-recorded. And you swore you were taking him or this one or that one to game 5. And then you thought about money instead of a coworker. You owe him 2 tickets to any game he wants in this round. Not that you're going to think about taking this one or that one. You're just saying, Loogie, these are yours. Loogie, you got nobody to go with you? I'm there for you.
That's awesome.
Third.
How many more do you got, Nick? I mean, geez.
Two more. That's, just sit on your head. 2 more. I'm done picking on you. Congratulations, Liverpool.
Yeah, man.
100%. I know, no, hey, Tiki, I have something that you would probably cherish.
What's that?
I'm a Liverpool fan, of course, to my friends that live in London, Norway.
Yep.
Big Liverpool guys. Me, I really can't get into it.
Yeah.
And when you're just talking about Brunson's flopping, no, soccer's flopping.
Oh, yeah.
It's fake.
That's a
but
good
I
point.
Have a 19, I have a 19, the last time before it became the Premier League, I think in 93, they won the division because 89-90 for one of my birthdays. My friends in Norway, they gave me a Liverpool, as they call it, jerseys or kits or whatever,
right,
that
kids.
Year of that last championship.
That's
so
awesome,
if I ever
dude.
Meet you, I'll try to wear it. But
I love
congratulations
that.
On Liverpool.
Appreciate
soccer.
You.
I try to watch it with them, but that flopping, it looks like they got shot with a shotgun. And they show the replay. They weren't even touched. They tripped over a blade of grass.
Right. Some of it is a lot of flopping. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. I've had enough, Nick. I mean, how many freaking points does this guy get to make?
I mean, it's a
his
great...
best one was the Liverpool point.
It's Liverpool. It's a Premier League champions. It's kind of an anticlimactic because there's still 4 match days left and they've already won. So it doesn't even come down to it. But you do worry. You do care about the relegation at the bottom. So that's really what people
never want to get relegated. Let me just say this about my wife. My wife did put her foot down. Like, she was not allowing me to go to Detroit. I mean, think about what we were planning on doing. And it would have been fun. It would have been epic. I mean, we would have been punch drunk right now trying to talk about it. And it would have been an incredible sports experience, much like Philadelphia was last year. But that was never going to happen. As far as this upcoming round is concerned, I have given thought to how me and Tommy can enjoy some New York Knicks playoff basketball.
Let's hear it.
But I haven't figured it out yet.
You're going to put some time into it.
There are some issues I have. The biggest issue I have, and I don't think even Tommy can blame me for this. Game 4 is a week from Monday. It's at Madison Square Garden. And you know me, I prefer the weeknights because the weekends do want to be with the family and all that. The problem with Game 4 is that right before the game is the lottery. And I don't know if I can deal with it. And I was thinking about an idea, but it's so screwed up to Tommy that I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah.
Which is, let's plan on going to the game.
Game four. What about three?
Game three is a weekend. I can't go with
him. Oh, Tommy can go.
I could give my tickets. That's certainly an option. I'm not going to do that, but it's an option. But game four, we go in my car. We're outside of Madison Square Garden. You leave while I watch the lottery by myself. If the Nets win the lottery, we're in. We go inside. We have a great night. But if the Nets lose the lottery...
What time is the lottery?
7:30, right before the game.
Oh, right before the game.
If the Nets lose the lottery, I immediately sell the tickets and we'll go to a bar or something.
Sell the tickets on the street?
Yeah. Not on the street. That's illegal. On Ticketmaster or something like that.
I got it.
Go to the bar or something. Here's the something. You're going to leave me in Midtown Manhattan with no Knicks tickets and I'm going to have to go find the bar.
But my thinking was... Tommy becomes emotionally attached to the Brooklyn Nets.
You're a sick maniac. You're a maniac.
That's my thinking.
Of course it is.
Like, Nets win the lottery. Let's go, bro. I'll buy you 10 drinks, 18 pastrami sandwiches, whatever.
I don't want your pastrami sandwich.
But if we don't win the lottery, you have to suffer with me so that you're attached to lottery night the way I am. That sounds like a pretty good deal.
I mean, that is a good deal, especially because they're not winning the lottery. And so... Tommy, you're going to get to go to the game.
He's not going to go to the game.
No, I thought you said if you win the lottery.
Yeah, if we win the lottery, the Nets, me and Tommy go to the game. If the Nets don't, I'll give you this.
They're not winning the lottery.
Top two pick. They don't have to win the lottery.
They're not going to be good enough soon enough to justify the league getting them Cooper Flagg.
Boy, you are into conspiracies, man.
100%.
I don't know.
It's the most fixed draft in the history.
Okay.
The thing in the history of sport.
Teak, you may be right. I have no idea. But I think that should be the rules with me and Tommy.
So you're Robert Redford, I'm Woody Harrelson, and the Knicks tickets are Demi Moore. This is a decent proposal. You're asking me to basically root for the future of the Nets being amazing for the next, 15
think
years.
Think about how special that moment would be.
Like
for me and you. Okay. So we're in my car, watching a lottery. You're outside the car because I need to be alone. Mm. Nets win the lottery.
Jeez. I mean, jump
out of the car. I embrace you. You're excited, not for the Nets, but because you're going to game 4 Knicks Celtics.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because I got a potential generational player. We hug, we embrace, we go in and we watch the game.
Okay, here's the deal, though. You give Loogie the ticket first, and then it's his decision.
What do you mean it's his decision?
So you transfer him the ticket, so it's on his phone.
No.
And then he'll tell you that if they lose the lottery, you're going to get beers. And then as soon as they lose the lottery, because the 76ers are winning it, then you're going to go get beers and Tommy's going to the game.
So Tommy gets to go to the game either way?
Yes. Yeah, I don't like that idea.
Yeah, of course you don't. It's like the movie Saw. You want me to make a choice.
That's not as fun. No, but I have a bigger plan. I can't reveal yet. It's private. But a bigger, more sexy plan for me and Tommy to invade a certain arena. Let's go to Anthony in Mineola. What's up, Anthony?
What up,
What's
man?
Up, boys? All it's good. Always a pleasure.
What's up, man?
So my dad used to say that had this saying that pressure busts pipes, and that could go to a lot of things in life. So I want to preface this by saying Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball. He has been for the last 5 years. There's no question as far as where they rank, as far as where Jalen ranks in basketball completely, and where Aaron Judge ranks.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The only question, and I'm pretty sure this will solve the whole debate. Last year when the Yankees were on their run, if you take Aaron Judge out during the American League run that they got to the World Series, and you just left Soto and Giancarlo there, do the Yankees still make it to the World Series?
Probably.
Before you answer, if you take Jalen Brunson out of the Knicks, they get washed by the Sixers last year. They get washed by Detroit this year. There is no question. Listen to me, and it's not because I'm not a Yankee fan, because I respect Aaron Judge.
Jalen Brunson, what he's doing right now, he's already a top three Knick. Aaron Judge is a top 10 Yankee, if that.
And that goes back to a point that Tiki made earlier that, unfortunately for Judge, he's battling the demons of Yankee history.
Or the heroes of Yankee history.
Right, the ghosts.
They're not demons. They're ghosts, maybe.
They're not demons to Yankee fans. They may be demons to the athlete that's trying to, you know, be the legend.
And demons to Judge relative his legacy.
Right. For Jalen Brunson, what benefits him is that the Knick history, specifically over the last 20-plus years, it's been terrible. We all know that. It's a part of why he's so beloved right now.
And by the way, I think that's the biggest part of it. Like, when was the last time? You got to go back to the Ewing era when you felt like this about this Knicks team.
No, it's the late 90s, which for a lot of people is A, something you don't remember because you're too young, or you were a kid, or, yeah, you do remember it. But it was a long-ass time ago.
Yeah, it was.
The most incredible thing about Brunson, and I hope that Juan Soto can replicate this, is for a guy who came in as a free agent, certainly not as ballyhooed as Soto, certainly not the expectations of a Soto. When Juan Soto arrived, Tommy and I were celebrating. When Jalen Brunson arrived, he was tweeting angrily that this was a typical Knicks move. So it shows you that their arrivals were so different. I only wish Juan Soto can provide the amount of moments in the clutch that Jalen Brunson has already provided for New York Knicks fans. It's kind of crazy. Let's go to Robbie in East Brunswick. Good afternoon, Robbie.
How you doing, my friends? Long time no speak. You guys doing all right?
We're doing all right. What's up? Where you been?
I've been around, you know, listening to you guys as usual. And, you know, Evan's usually wrong and Tiki's usually right, as always.
I like it.
But let me make a comparison here.
Go ahead, Robbie.
Please don't hang on me. You know, hang up on me. You know, Tommy's right. He's much smarter than Sean. Let me just put that out there. Yeah, I love you, T. You know, and the problem is, you know, Judge is batting, what, 203, 205 in postseason? How could you compare him to Jalen Brunson, who's clutch all the time, who brings you into the next round? What the heck has Judge done in the postseason? Absolutely zero compared to Brunson, right?
Yeah. And that's right? that's the challenge with Judge, because you love them. He's the greatest player in the game right now.
The challenge for Judge, and really for the Judge fan, for Sean Morash, is that on May 2nd, 2025, we are witnessing absurdities with Aaron Judge. He is having an insane year. His numbers are flashed on SNY right now. I'll read them to you. Thank you for supplying them. A .427 batting average, an OPS of 1,282.
Right.
But that's cool, and those are his numbers this year. But what have I told you? That if you go back, you go back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You go back, let's say.
You go back, Ev, because I've gone back, too.
Are you about to do what I'm about to do?
Well, I'm about to, you know, let me tell you.
Well, I was queuing something up.
All right, cue your thing up.
If you go back to April 27th of 2024, that is a little over a year ago, that's 162 games Aaron Judge has played since that moment. So a full season. Can I read his numbers?
Right. I think I heard this stat. It's like the greatest player in the history of the game.
Well, you tell me. Here are his stats. I'm laughing because it's insanity. Here are his stats since April 27th, 2024.
Right. This is the running 162.
The running 162. There's a term for it. Yes. 369, 64 home runs, 163 RBIs. So... Now, here's the caveat. And Tommy, it doesn't look like you're waiting to jump in and say this, but I'll do it for you. I'm going to do a Tommy imitation. Great numbers, Evan. Does that include October? And the answer is, it does not.
Of course.
I admit that. But through 162 games, going back to after he had that bad start in April, Aaron Judge is doing absurd things. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no one's going to deny it. But unfortunately for Aaron, his playoffs are just so bad that that's the taste that people have in their mouths. And unfortunately, he can't change that until October.
Yeah, furthers my point.
He's raised the platform from which he's judged. That's what it comes down to.
No pun intended?
No pun intended. Mm. Actually, kind of pun intended.
Mm.
What is the equivalent of the first round of the Major League Baseball playoffs? Anybody want to tell me?
You want to compare it to the NBA? You want to say it's the wild card round?
Sure,
play that game?
All right, so let's just play the game. Went back during the singular wild card game format. Let's see. This was Judge. Okay, yeah, 3-for-4 home run, 2-for-3 home run. Carry the Yankees into the second round those years. Oh, there's an ALCS. You know, Tommy, one of those things where you play to get to a World Series. The team lost.
Yeah, the Mets were just in
Aaron
last
Judge
round.
With an OPS well north of 1,000, batted 375 in it. Mm-hmm. So this nonsense, because now Judge has played in basically 30 series and has struggled of late. We forget early in his Yankee tenure, like this is early in Brunson's Knicks tenure, Judge was carrying the Yankees out of first round. That but we forget that those things.
I can't count the one single game wild card.
Well, isn't there more pressure? It's win or go home.
It's a single game.
But I would argue that's bigger pressure, though.
It's a game. Okay. I'm talking about a series.
All right. Well, what do we say about the ALCS versus the Astros that seven game series? Incredible series.
Of course it was.
I don't want to open up this can of worms, but Aaron Judge has never made the World Series without Juan Soto. Aaron Judge is not even the best postseason hitter on his own team. That would be Stanton. And back in the day, before Stanton, Glaber was a better, and even like at times Gary Sanchez were better than Judge in the postseason.
And in the
game, he's the king of the regular season. And you want the regular season award? You want to hang a banner for that? King of the regular season.
In the game of baseball,
the court jester.
Those other guys benefit from hitting around Aaron Judge in the postseason.
He's not doing a lot of rising in October.
It sucks for Aaron Judge. No, honestly, the whole thing sucks for him because this reminds me of Andy Dalton. I know that's such a weird comparison.
Yeah.
But I was like the Red Rifle. And Andy Dalton would have like really good starts to seasons and fans would say, yeah, wait till January. And my answer would be, you're right, but he can't change January and September. And right now for Aaron Judge, he can't change October and May. He's having a historical season. The guy's hitting 427. Mm-hmm. It's possible we're sitting here in August talking about a guy battling for 400.
Right.
Like, all that stuff's on the table. And he can't do anything to change the narrative around October that we're talking about for another 3 months. What are you laughing about?
More
than that, 5 months.
I'm laughing because, breaking news, Aaron Judge has just been named the American League Player of the Month for April for the second
time. I mean, rightfully so.
He got Player of the Month for March. That was only four games.
Though. Rightfully so. He's an excellent, player.
Why did he even do March? Seriously.
It was so stupid.
It was 4 days. 27, 28, 29, 30. It was 5 days. Crazy. Cinco de 5-0 with Sean coming up.
Did you see who was named the NL Player of the Month?
I just saw that.
Pete Alonso. Did you see who was named the NL Rookie of the Month?
Luis.
Angel.
Acuna.
Interesting.
You want to take a W on that?
Of course.
What was the W again? I forgot. Oh, you wanted him to play over Beatty.
You know what makes it even better? And it's not to disparage Brett Beatty. But I told you all along Acuna was the bigger star.
Mm.
And Beatty, once again...
He's cooked.
But then he's got like five homers
and
in AAA.
Sucks. I know, it sucks.
It just further proves that
he goes
Acuna,
down there and he crushes.
Some guys are just not major league players. They do well in the minors. And Acuna doesn't do well in the minors, but on the big stage, when he's not bored, he does very well.
We have your American League Pitcher of the Month now is Max Fried. New York is sweeping the awards.
Look at that. Look at everybody's cleaning up.